The gospel writers, the evangelists, provide us with the most fascinating details as they recorded and witnessed or heard what they had seen thousands of years ago. Today they share that with us so that we know the particulars that gave greater life, that give greater life and vibrancy to their narratives. From the infant Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, to the Jesus who ate supper with his disciples in an upper room and prayed in a garden while they slept. Jesus, where persecutors wove a crown of thorns, scourged his body, gave him vinegar to drink, and pierced his side. Jesus who walked, slept, ate, drank, who suffered and died. My sisters and brothers, we are constantly reminded of the human nature of this divine person of the Trinity, whose humanity is a sign and instrument of his divinity, and of the salvation he brings to all people of every time and place. This Easter morning's gospel, too, is full of specific details. Mary Magdalene goes to Jesus' tomb on the first day of the week, early in the morning, while it was still dark. She sees the stone has been removed. She runs to tell Simon Peter and John, and they race to the scene. They see an empty tomb, discarded burial cloths, and a separate cloth for Jesus' head, which had been neatly rolled in a separate place. Still grieving from the loss of their beloved friend and Lord, they only begin to piece together the details and recall his predictions that he would be raised from the dead. In a few moments, we will hear the words, "By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life," in our Easter morning's preface to our Eucharistic prayer. These words sum up God's extraordinary loving plan of salvation. This is the great Paschal mystery of our Catholic Christian faith. This is the heart of every Mass that we are privileged to celebrate and participate in. For today, we do not merely recall what happened some 2,000 years ago on a cross in Jerusalem and in a humble rock-hewn tomb. We participate in this continuing sacrificial mystery, this mystery of faith and our redemption. We rejoice that Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead for us sinners. We rejoice because his sacrifice was once for all. Today we rejoice because he continues to save us, his people. Our risen Lord is here among us still, in word and sacrament, in priest and in people. On this Easter Sunday and every day, let us give God thanks and praise for such a loving gift, the gift that his divine Son has won for us, the gift of eternal life. And let us spend each day of our lives so as to be worthy of such an amazing gift, a gift of divine love, a gift that brings us eternal salvation. I join with Father Dave Sundberg, with our parish deacons and all our parish staff, and wishing all of you a most joyous and blessed Easter and Easter season.